Answers Magazine, Volume 15.4, page 40. Back to the Bible for the basics. These new devotionals are designed for one lesson per week for family or private devotions. In the beginning, Satan asked the first woman, Eve, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Throughout the history of humankind, he's planted doubt with the same insidious question, "Did God actually say?" Satan is the expert at attacking God's authority by questioning his word. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Without the foundation of the Bible, a society descends into chaos, exactly as we're seeing around us today. Good is being called evil, and evil good. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, as people do what is right in their own eyes. Moral relativism abounds, leading to sexual perversion, violence, social unrest, broken families, and a disregard for human life. Sadly, churches are not immune to this confusion. The authority of God's word is being challenged even from pulpits and by those claiming to be believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must guard against the ideas of people who twist scripture or use it out of context for their own purposes. When we hear information from family, friends, media, politicians, and church leaders, we should use scripture as the final filter to sift out false doctrine. Today, more than ever, Christians need to relentlessly and boldly defend the authority of God's inspired word. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Apologetics is the study and practice of giving answers for the truth of the Christian faith. But to practice apologetics and defend scripture, we must know what scripture says. Only when we know what we believe can we convince others that God's word is trustworthy. With God's word, his spirit, and the gospel, we have everything we need to lead a godly life in this fallen world. John chapter 14, verses 23 to 26, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. When we study scripture, we will know how our Creator expects us to live and how we can best please him.